I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The city of Misrata has become an important symbol of the rebellion in Libya. Muammar Gaddafi's forces laid siege to the city for more than 2 months, but the rebels there resisted the assault, and government troops retreated. Now we're learning more about what happened during the siege, including allegations of the systematic rape of women by Gaddafi's troops. Marie Colvin of Britain's Sunday Times newspaper is in Misrata. We should warn you that what she describes is disturbing.
Well, families described to me, knock on a door, obviously they wouldn't answer it. They would then shut the door down, burst into the house, often shoot young men, either to kill or in the leg, throw them out onto the street, and they would then move into that house. They would commit these rapes in front of parents, in front of young children. In fact, they would videotape each other on phones to make it even more horrible. I watched one of these tapes and felt I had to, because I just thought, you know, the reports are so extensive. Could this just be an urban myth? The women are not coming forward. A couple have started to within the last week, talking to doctors, but the video that I saw was of an older couple tied up, very young children, probably a boy of about 5, a girl of about 7, and they stripped the 4 older girls, one who looked about 15, into their 20s, took them, raped them, videotaped each other laughing, and that happened across Misrata. It's horrific in any society, but this is a very, very conservative place. Women, their lives are destroyed by this.
There is also a testimony from someone in particular who said that there was a low-level officer in one of the homes who actually told his men to conduct rapes. Is that correct?
That's correct. I spoke to a lower-level soldier, not an officer, who said there were 2 officers in their house, which was in an area of Misrata along the airport. It was kind of the last frontier. It was an area called Giron, and he was a unit of about 20 men. 2 officers raped the women, young women, first. He and 2 other soldiers were up on the roof, because remember, this is in the middle of a war, guard the house, and in fact the street. This was happening all along the street. And after the officers were done and the other soldiers had raped the 4 girls, the 3 came down and they were literally ordered to rape them.
Marie, I wonder if there's any kind of suspicion there that while you say the incidents of rape were so widespread and across such a spectrum, I wonder if there's any suspicion that the rebels are perhaps inflating the numbers for their own propaganda purposes and to turn any remaining sympathy for government forces against them and for the rebels.
I think that's always a worry, Lisa, and it's why I've just been absolutely meticulous and really tried to stay away from people who say, oh, everyone was raped, the rapes were, and really just tried to go doctor report by doctor report. So of course it plays into the rebel narrative of the wickedness of Gaddafi's forces, but there's a lot of evidence from the community, plus these videos which were on phones that were taken from the bodies of Gaddafi's soldiers and from the pockets of injured soldiers. Initially, the rebels started looking through these mobile phones really for intelligence, and they found these videotapes. So, to your question, it's definitely a worry that the rebel forces would try to inflate that for propaganda purposes. I don't have any number. No one here is even pretending to have a number. But from the evidence I've heard and seen, I believe the rapes are extensive, and that they were condoned at the highest level.
Thank you. Marie Colvin of Britain's Sunday Times, speaking to us from Misrata, Libya. Thanks again, Marie.
Good to talk to you, Lisa.